Adjacent to Allen Fieldhouse, the newly constructed DeBruce Center opened a couple weeks ago, but finishing touches continued both outside and inside the building. In the hallway bridge that connects the Fieldhouse to the main wing of the DeBruce Center is where the rules of basketball are securely enshrined. It's just around the corner from the office where Curtis Marsh has a close eye on everything, including the rules. Marsh is the director of the DeBruce Center.
We've had so much energy in the building, even in just our couple weeks of being open. But we're so pleased with the exhibits that are in place and the feedback that we've been getting. We're really seeing it quickly become a gathering space for the extended Jayhawk community.
Construction workers frantically worked last week with hopes of having the rules encased by commencement weekend, and they got it done. With little fanfare for security reasons, the rules were placed last Friday in an environmentally controlled case. Again, Curtis Marsh.
The case itself maintains its own temperature, and the inside of the case maintains its own humidity levels.
And how are the conditions monitored?
This fancy case is doing all this for us, and we can extract data from it on a daily basis that says the temperature is set, the humidity is set. If it varies even a fraction of a degree, the case can actually change the humidity level and the temperature level itself. Now, obviously this has been planned for...
Not only is Marsh director of the building, he found himself acting as a guide to many of those passing by last Friday.
When you push this button, not only does the glass become transparent, but it activates an audio of James Naismith telling the story.
Dr. James A. Naismith, the inventor of basketball. Dr. Naismith, how did you happen to invent that?
Well, Mr. Heater, it was in the winter of 1891.
The audio, the only known recording of Naismith's voice, was just recently discovered at KU's Spencer Library. The recording has been incorporated into the exhibit. The interview with the man who invented the game was conducted in 1939, the same year that Dr. Naismith died, and just 3 years after basketball was played in the Olympics for the first time. Between the audio and the display of the rules, it was everything David Booth envisioned.
Once we bought them and announced that our intention was to give them to KU, then all of a sudden there's been an incredible rush of enthusiasm, and which makes it all seem worthwhile.
Booth got a sample of that enthusiasm during the 2011 Big 12 basketball tournament in Kansas City when the rules were on display at the Nelson Atkins Art Museum. Through the Booth family, the Hall of Athletics already generates plenty of foot traffic during home basketball games at Allen Fieldhouse. But Booth was thinking bigger.
With the addition of these rules, it's just going to be an unbelievably spectacular venue for people to go watch basketball and get a feeling of the history of the sport.
That history is rich in many ways. Consider this. The NCAA men's basketball tournament delivers the biggest chunk of revenue for the organization. The NBA's worth, with its appeal around the world, is in the billions. This summer at the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, basketball will again be one of the high-profile sports. And all these things were made possible by this singular invention. It's hard to measure the ongoing impact of basketball and its importance to society, but we can point to thousands of jobs that wouldn't exist without this game. Coaches, trainers, players, broadcasters, and countless others. This entire industry began with one man's invention and some simple rules typewritten a century ago on two pieces of paper. As Curtis Marsh will tell you...
Greg, that's when you start feeling like it's almost too big to wrap your head around, really.
For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Greg Eklund.